All right, everybody, praise the Lord. We're grateful to be back on this wonderful evening. Hope and pray everybody's doing well out there in internet land. Do I need my mic? Are we good? We thank God for his goodness. We thank God for all he's doing. And so we give God thanks for another opportunity to worship God. Amen. Hope and pray everybody's having a good day today. And I'd like to, again, just still glowing. Again, first day of the week, no better place to be and to hear God's word again on this wonderful day. Get your week started out right. And truly, 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 it is good to, for us to hear the word of God. I'd like to welcome first-time visit to our website and to our broadcast at Facebook and Facebook broadcast. And we are hoping, pray that you would subscribe. We hope and pray that you would share the videos out and tell other men and women about the page. And we had a lady came today, Andrea. Andrea, if you watch it, welcome, welcome, welcome again to our broadcast. She said she found the church. She came this morning, first time. She found the church on YouTube, and so she came, was able to come this morning, so it was a blessing to get a chance to meet her. And so continue to pray that getting this will spread and broadcast out. And that's why we tell you again, share it with your friends, share it with your loved ones. Be surprised who may see the videos, maybe surprised who may see the broadcast. And so bring them, share them out, to say, to your pages and to your social media. It's very important. Speaking of social media, we also have our podcast and various things we have. Again, throughout the outside of the videos, we have podcasts as well. And so we encourage you to stay connected. Stay connected with us and keep following along with the social media that we can find. You can find announcements and various things that are going on. We have Twitter. We have Facebook. We have Instagram now and all these different things that are out there. We try to keep going. So at least Twitter and Instagram anyway. So we make plans and follow along with us. Make sure you hit the subscribe and the follow, whatever the case may be. And most importantly, follow Christ. Follow Christ. And again, we hope and pray that God will bless you going forward. We also want to say thank you in advance for the offerings. And we encourage you to give unto the Lord. The Bible tells us, again, we cannot outgive him. So give unto the Lord. And we give you opportunities to do that right now at our website at www.myntccc.org/BrooklynNY. Again, it's myntcc.org/BrooklynNY. And then we have text to give as well. Text to give as well is 347-229-9933. You can give that way as well. And we're eventually going to have to get this up here, but Zelle through our church, you can Zelle directly if your bank account has Zelle, and you can just simply give through the email address. So instead of the phone number, you use the email address. The email address at NTCC Brooklyn NY, NTCC Brooklyn NY at gmail.com, and you're able to simply Zelle. Some of you may have Chase or Bank of America, different banks out there that have Zelle front feature. You can do that as well. So we give you an opportunity to give. Let me say thank you. And may the Lord bless you as our prayer as we can go forward in Almighty God. All right, so thank you for your giving in the Lord. May God truly bless you. All right, we're going to get into the Word of God. It's the Word of God tonight. We'll come out of the book of Matthew this evening. The book of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew. Thank God for the Gospel. Good news as we share with you again. The Word of God is good. It's so good as unto the Lord. And again, it's good for the soul. It's good for our world. It's good for our society. And truly, it's important for us to stick to God's Word. We know we get instruction from it. We get guidance from it. We get blessings from his word. And so it's really how God communicates with mankind, through, not only through his spirit, but through his mighty word. And so I encourage you to read it and study it every day. I want to look at verses 21 through 20. Actually, you know what? I'll just read 21, and then I'll come down, jump down, all right? We're going to read verse 21, but then I'll jump down. Even verse 20. Back up to verse 20 for me. Back up to verse 20. The Bible says, then he upbraided the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Let's read it again. Then he upbraided the cities. Who's he? It's Jesus. He says, where most of the mighty works were done, because they repented not. Verse 21, it says, woe unto thee, Chorazin, woe unto Bethsaida, and for the if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted in heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee have been done in Sodom, it will have remained until this day. The Bible says, but I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom, for Sodom in the day of judgment, than for thee. And verse 25, he says, at that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven, because thou hast hid the things which from the wise and the prudent hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, he says, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man. He says, the Father save the Son. And he, whomever the Son will reveal him to, will reveal him. Last couple of verses I want to get to you. Bible says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you the rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for my yoke I am meek and lowly, ye shall find rest for your soul. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. So a little bit, I want to go back to verse 28 as I text. Bible says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Amen. For a little bit tonight, we want to cover this about Christ's plea. The plea of Christ, or Christ's plea tonight. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for your goodness. Thank God for your word. God, we ask you, Lord, to bless in a mighty way. God, touch lives and souls of men and women. God, we pray, God, that we grateful for your word, God, tonight. Meet needs, God, in the place. Meet needs, God, I pray. Their souls will be saved. God, many women will hear your word and take heed to the plea that Jesus brings to each one of us. And God, we're going to give you thanks and glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The plea of Christ. The plea of Christ. You think about what a plea is. A plea is something that we begin earnestly to call, earnestly to reach out to earnestly seek the face of, earnestly to beckon and try to get people to beseech and to hear what, again, the one is trying to portray, whether it's a warning, whether it's a blessing, or one if it's a incentive for them to come to an action. That's a great plea, really just pleading with all of their breath and with all of their strength, just trying to persuade someone to hear, and someone to convert, want someone to obey, or someone to listen to what that person has to say. And many times we see, again, the plea, and you really can feel the passion of Christ here. You feel the passion of Christ. You see a different side in chapter 11 of this book of Matthew, where Jesus began to really pour out his heart. He poured out his soul. He poured out everything to the people there. And so he began to let them know. The chapter even started out with him having proven done many miracles. He had done so many miracles. He had done so many great things that people even still begin to wonder and wonder if he was the Christ, wonder who he was. Even as we open up this chapter, you go back and read it, it dealt with John the Baptist even wondering who he was. John the Baptist had been locked up, and now he's sitting in jail wondering, is he the one? Even the message that the people begin to doubt and begin to wonder about. My friend and I, don't doubt God's word. Take heed to God's word. God, when he says something, it shall be done. When God said something, it will be done. So take heed to the plea. Take heed to the warning. Take heed to what God said he would do. And so naturally, again, throughout life and throughout the days of our world, again, the message can go dull. The message can get quiet. The message, people can become numb to the word. In church today, let's not become numb to it. Let's not just let it go in one ear, not the other. But let us take heed to the word of God, the plea of Almighty God. And so he went on and began to preach and teach in spite of what people, if people believe or not, in spite of what people may think, in spite of what people, how people may react. Again, he just continued to send forth the message of the kingdom of God. And no doubt we, in our words today, no doubt people may still question, they still may doubt, they still may not never turn. But you know, we still continue to have to preach away and tell people about the goodness of God. Even this morning we were preaching and just dealing with some issues, straight shooting to this morning. And you know what, in the hearts of our souls, whether people change or not, whether people repent or not, again, the word goes forth. And so I share with them this morning about Revelation 9:20, where the Bible says God has showed them so many things. God, through his love and really his grace, even through his wrath, as we read about in Revelation, it was a love, because he showed us, he warned us before time. He warned us ahead of time. And so it's only a man's fault, or a man and women's fault, if we reject the plea of Almighty God. And so the Bible goes on and tells us throughout the history, it's been man's rebellious heart, man's hardened heart, that has caused him to not obey or listen to the plea. He's wanting to do his own thing. Sin has a grip on men and women. Sin has a sin to have a greater grip, no doubt, to those that refuse to let go. My friend, today, sin does not have the upper hand, but again, it's when men and women allow sin to have the upper hand. Tonight, I want you to allow Christ to get the upper hand in your life. We plead and beckon unto you. We beckon unto you in this day and age we're living in to come to Christ while there's still time. And so Jesus went out. He preached and he teached. He continued to tell people about the kingdom of God, even though he was ridiculed, even though he was mocked, even though he was discarded as one, again, that... again, not being the Christ, he continued to let the word of God go. And so he continued to plead with people, even though they wouldn't want to listen, even though they rejected him, even though they despised him, he pleaded with them. He pleaded with them, even all the way up to now. God continues to plead with the lost. God continues to plead with mankind to come and unite and serve the living God. We open up in verse 21. About a group of people where he had gone and reached out to the lost. Let me share it with you here. The Bible says that he had spoken unto the place called Chorazin in Bethsaida, and some strong words. We said, again, this is a different side of Christ. Many times people point the nice side of Christ. They point the fluffy side of Christ, that loving side of Christ, and all of it is really love. Again, you think about it, as a parent, that one that corrects his children, and they would tell the child and say, hey, I love you. This is why I'm doing this. This is why I'm punishing you, because I love you. And it may not seem feels good to that receiver, the receiver on the receiving end of that belt or the receiving end of that spanking. It don't always feel good on the receiving end of that correction, but you know it's because of the love of Almighty God. And so he says, woe to the Chorazin. He says, woe to Bethsaida. He said, for the mighty works which were done unto you have been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. He compared the two. He says, you know what? This other place called Tyre and Sidon, they took heed to the word. They received my word. They took heed to the warnings, and naturally they were blessed. They received it. The Bible says, as many as received the word of God, they become sons of God. They receive the power of God. They receive the blessings of God. He said, but these others despised and rejected. My friend today, no doubt, it was frustrating for Christ, who was God in the flesh, to come down and tell people about the goodness of God, to reach out right there in the midst of it, to be rejected right in their face. No, there's nothing like the the pain of rejection. And naturally, Christ was feeling the pain of rejection, the pain of, and disappointment that people were not receiving the message. And so he was getting to let them know. He says, woe unto you. That's a strong warning. And much like in the book of Revelation, we've been covering over the past week, tune in this Tuesday night. But the woes, the three woes, and the woes that he gave was a strong, strong rebuttal, a strong warning of what was to come. It's a strong word is being small, but it's strong to where people understand and know the dangers that come around the corner for rejecting Almighty God. My friend, today, while there's still breath in your body, while there's still hope, while there's still an opportunity to come to Jesus, my friend, I encourage you to come and serve God. Come while it's still day. Come before the night cometh. The Bible says, night cometh and no man shall work. Night cometh when men will not be able to turn and repent. My friend, today, make haste and come on and run to Jesus tonight. The Bible says, I say unto you, it should be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon, he says, at the day of judgment than for you. He began to let them know, those that again that did receive me, he said it was going to be tolerable for them. Even though perhaps again many rejected me, and God was letting them know, again, there's a way of escape. And he was showing and comparing them and letting them know, hey, stop rejecting me, because on the day of judgment, there will be consequences. My friend, today, God, the plea of Christ today, Christ's plea to mankind, Christ's plea for the warning. He says, don't go down the road. You don't want to go down this road of rejecting God. Bible says another place about war. It says, woe unto a nation that says no to God. Woe unto a nation that calls good evil and evil good. He says, woe unto these things. Woe. Again, we think about this. How that God is able to send forth this word and share with them all these different things about it, the woes of which he told them here today. Look at this, how that and from this he gave them another place. Turn with me to Isaiah 5:20. And Jesus, and throughout all the prophets, the minor prophets, the major prophets, all began to send warning. And so that's where that verse comes from, that word woe. Again, listen to what he says. The Bible says, verse 20, he says, woe unto me, them that call evil good. Woe unto them. Again, that's a strong, strong rebuttal. It's a strong warning, a strong, caution, a call of distress. Again, there's woe coming. Watch out and danger for this people who call evil good. Woe unto the world, society today that exalts evil, that exalts crime, that exalts and lifts up the things in which are against God, and they call evil good. They reject the church. They say no to Jesus. They reject the Bible. They reject the Holy Spirit. They reject the preaching of God's word. Somebody put a comment on there earlier today. You know, I said, my God, look at their soul. Their soul is miserable. Their soul is broken. Their soul has been lied to. And you know what? In your heart and your soul, we say, woe to them. Come to Christ while it's still time. Don't reject the message. They heard the message, so it was good that they were on there. But you know what? They heard. We're rejecting what we had to say. And so the Bible says they put light for darkness or darkness for light. He says, and put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. He says, woe. And woe unto them that arise in their own eyes. Verse 21. He says, Isaiah 5:21, it says, woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes. Preacher, I'm good. I'm all right. I don't need God right now. I'm okay. He says, you're wise in your own eyes. No, we need God right now, even though you may seem like you have everything in place. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Humble yourself and say, I need the Lord. I need Jesus in my life. He says, woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Number 22, let's keep going. The Bible says, woe unto them that are mighty. He said, to drink wine, men of strength, to mingle strong drink. And so he went on about these different woes, how that they, again, are dangerous to the soul of mankind. Let's go back to our text tonight. And so Jesus solemnly says, and these cities, he warned the cities about God. He warned, we need a great revival in New York City, great revival all through the land. Again, why? Because people are in need of Christ. A great revival in our cities and our land and our earth. Why? Because, again, we've turned our back on God. Our world has turned its back on God. And God has given us a chance to take advantage of this plea tonight. This plea, again, this may be one of the final pleas. We don't know. One of the final opportunities to give your life to Christ tonight, but take heed and take advantage. The Bible goes on and says, and back to where we left off, the Bible tells us in verse 22, he says, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. So there is coming a day, prepare your hearts and your souls. The Bible says in verse 23, thou, Capernaum, which are exalted into heaven, shall be brought down to hell. He even spoke to them. He says, because you've rejected me, Capernaum, he says, you will fall. You will fall into the pits of hell. My friend, today, that's God's warning. It hadn't happened yet, but it will happen. My friend, today, so take heed. Would you listen? Would you listen, Capernaum? If you are Capernaum out there listening, whoever you may be, the lost tonight, listen to the plea of God while there's still time. He says, which exalt, he says, thou Capernaum, which are exalt above heaven. He says their pride had caused them to be lifted up. They said, oh, we're good. We have money. We have this. We have that. We have everything going for us. Nothing's going to happen to me. Don't you know in a quick moment of time, your life can change in a dime. Your life can be ruined in a moment of time. Your life can be snuffed out in a moment of time. Our nation can fall. As you see in the economy today, how the stocks are going down, down, down. Economies can change in a moment of time. All it takes is one or two events, and our world could be turned upside down. All it takes is one war, and absolutely would change the trajectory of a blessed nation. You see Ukraine, how it's been devastated, and how it's bombed out, and all these things, their lives have been changed. The country has been changed. They're still fighting back. But you know what? In a moment of time, it could be one way, thinking nothing would ever happen to us, to where it begins to be turned upside down into a living hell. The Bible says that they exalted themselves and said, oh, we don't need God. Oh, we don't need to hear the word of God. Oh, just enough preacher. But the Bible says Jesus, no doubt, continued to plead. And he made a plea. And tonight we're making a plea as well. Plead to come to Christ while there's still time. He said, for the mighty works which have been done unto thee, he says, but have been done in Sodom, they will remain unto this day. He says, if Sodom would have had this chance, if Gomorrah would have had the chance that you have, Capernaum. And you know what? I heard an old preacher say years ago, he's way back, so I heard a video of it. He said, if America doesn't change, he's going to have to raise up Sodom and Gomorrah and repent and apologize to them. Why? Because it was just really a statement, but a profound statement, the psychology of it all. He says today, how can this place get away with it? But again, that place could not get away with it. And so he says, if they had heard the word, if Sodom had heard the word that Capernaum had, if Sodom had had the word that the United States has today, we have churches on every corner, churches all throughout the region, churches all throughout the country. My friend today, take heed to the word. There's the gospel's going out to all matters of nations, all overseas, all around the globe. The gospel's going out. He says today, take heed to the word of God. He says, Sodom would have repented if they had the chance you have. Gomorrah would have repented if they could have had the opportunity to watch online, to be in the house of the Lord again multiple times a week. They would have repented, but they did not get that chance. Don't take God's grace. Don't take God's blessing. Don't take God's hand of mercy that is reaching out now. It's still a hand of mercy. It's not a hand of judgment quite yet, but it's a hand of mercy. Take heed to the word of God. The Bible goes on and says, but I say unto you that they should be more tolerant in the land of Sodom and the day of judgment than for you. He says, yes, because you rejected me, because you've known the way and have not repented. You see, it's worse to know the truth than to not know it. You see, today, Sodom really didn't know the whole gamut of the word and the gospel of Jesus Christ. But when the gospel came unto the earth, when his son Jesus was sent down unto glory, now man was without excuse. The book of Romans tells us, they said, oh, wretched man, we're without excuse. We're without excuse. Man, nobody's going to have an opportunity to say, I did not know. The gospel's going out to all four regions via the internet, via missionaries, via, again, word of mouth. The gospel's being preached all around the world. My friend, today we are without excuse tonight. We are without excuse not to know the word of Almighty God. The Bible says today, and so on that day of judgment, we cannot say that we didn't know. We cannot say that we didn't have an opportunity every day. God is reaching out to give somebody an opportunity to serve God. The Bible tells us, and so it will be more tolerable for Sodom. Sodom will have a lighter judgment than the people of our society today. Let's go to verse 25 as we try to wrap this up. And so the Bible says, then Jesus answered him, he says, I thank God, our Father, our Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid the things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. He says, you know what? He says, the wise, those that are high and mighty, those that feel like church is a waste of time. This broadcast is a waste of time for many. But you know what he says to the wise? He says, he thanked his Father for those that were here, the babes in Christ, those that are just those innocent ones, those little tender-hearted ones. Let us stay tender to God. Let us never, ever get too big for God. Never let us learn to get off our knees. And let us stay on our knees and humble ourselves before the Lord and say, Lord, feed me. Lord, teach me. Lord, guide me. Lord, carry me. Lord, we need you every day of our lives. Don't get too high and mighty to where you don't need God. You see, today the very air that we breathe comes from God. Our heart beats because of God. All the protection and the grace and the mercy is all because of God. Never get to the place where you are too high and mighty for Almighty God. Verse 26, as we wrap this up, he says, even so, Father, what is deemed good in thy sight. Number 27, he says, all things are delivered unto me of my Father. No man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. And whosoever the Son will reveal him. You see, we can only get to the Father but through Jesus Christ. Say, I'm good. I know God. No, we need Jesus, though. If you don't have the Christ, who is that mediator, we need to have him. He's crying to the people again. Many will try to find various ways to God. But he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. You see today, don't reject Christ. Don't reject the cross. Don't reject salvation tonight. But receive him. Receive him, receive the power of Almighty God. The Bible says, as we close up with this, you come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Jesus said, come on. The plea of Christ says, come. Spirit of God says, come. The glory of the Lord says, come today. Would you come to Christ, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Load up Revelation 22. I'm going to go there in a minute. But come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, the heavy load of sin. You try to carry it all by yourself. The weight of this world, trying to do it all by yourself. But oh, Jesus paid the price. He says, let me carry it for you. It's like when somebody's trying to help you. And Jesus is reaching out and saying, let me help. Let me help. Let me carry some of that for you. I can carry it all for you. He paid it all for us. Will we take heed to the plea of Christ? Will we take heed to the hands of grace and mercy today? Will we take heed to the one that's reaching down, trying to give us a hand up today? He's trying to reach down and say, let me pick you up and carry you along the way. Come on unto me. Let me take that load off of you. Let me do the chore for you. I've already paid the price. I've already carried the burden. And all you got to do is come unto me, the Bible says, and I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest from the laden and the heaviness. I'll give you the rest from the sin. I'll give you rest from the depression and sorrow and the shame of life that it brings. The plea of Christ is, come on and bring it to me. Come on and lay it aside. Let me do the carrying for you. Let me do all the work for you. Let me carry your load today, is what Jesus said. The Bible says, take my yoke upon you. He says, and learn of me. He says, no doubt, but just put me on. Put me on and receive me into your life. He said, my yoke is a whole lot easier. It's a whole lot easier serving God than it is serving the devil. It's a whole lot better serving God than it is the devil tonight. The heavy load of the enemy. The enemy has a price. He has a wicked price, a cruel price to pay for not being saved. But you see today, he says here today, but let me carry my load. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. I'm meek and lowly. He says, and you shall find rest for your soul. In verse 29, he said, you'll find rest. You're looking for rest in all the wrong places. You're looking for joy in the wrong places. It's only found in our Lord Jesus Christ today. This last verse here, we give the Christ plea from this section. The last plea is this: my yoke is easy and my burden is light. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. You know what? Carry the cross of Calvary. To carry the cross of Calvary is much better, much lighter. And that's why Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. The load of the cross is better than the load of sin. You see, the load of the cross is a sign that you've been covered, washed in the blood. Bible says, take up your cross, die to self, give yourself away, be crucified with Christ, be crucified with our Lord, dedicated unto the Lord. Final plea, or the plea of Christ. I'll give you the final plea in the book of Revelation. We'll cover it soon. Perhaps, I doubt if it'll be this week, but maybe in the following week. I'll give you the plea of Christ here. Listen to what it said here. Behold, in verse 12, words of Christ. Jesus said, I come quickly. My reward is with me. And give every man according to his work. It was a plea. It was a warning. He's coming again. Plea and the warning said, hey, get right with me. Prepare your hearts for what's to come. He's coming, but no man knoweth. He said, I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. The Bible says, blessed, verse 14, blessed be are they that do the commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter into the gates of the city. He says, for without a dogs and whoremongers and murders and idolaters, he said, whosoever and loveth them maketh a lie. He said, on the outside of the gate, those that didn't listen to the plea are standing on the outside. You ever didn't take heed to something or take heed to the opportunity, and now you kick yourself because you missed the opportunity. And those are going to be many on the outside of the gate because they did not take advantage of the door that has been opened. One day the door will be shut. In the book of Genesis, the doors of the ark were shut. Man lost his opportunity. No doubt Noah pleaded with man, saying, get in the boat, turn and repent. And now the door was shut. Right now the gates of Almighty God is open. The gate where the good shepherd is calling. But there'll come a day when that gate will be closed. And the Bible says they will be on the outside. The whoremongers, the dogs, and the murderers, and the idolaters will be cast out. The Bible says in verse 16 as we wrap it up. And I, Jesus, have sent my angel unto you these things, the churches. I am the root of the offspring of David. Bright in the morning star. 17. The Spirit and the bride say come. The Spirit and the Lord of the Lord is inviting us to come. Let him that heareth come. Let him that is athirst come. Let him whosoever will, let him come. It does not matter what color, what people, what nation, what kindred. God is inviting the plea of Christ and saying, come on to this great gathering. And drink of the water freely. He says, come all ye. No doubt unto me. And I'll give you rest. The plea of Christ, my friend and I, we've given it to you. Take heed to the warning. Take heed to the plea. Take heed, whosoever hears my voice today. Don't harden your heart, but come running to the plea of Christ while the doors are still open, while the opportunity is still there, while you still have breath in your body. Come. Jesus is calling you to serve him, live for him day, every day, and every night. It will be worth it all. The door is beginning to shut. It's getting closer to where it's shut completely. My friend today, don't miss the plea. Take heed to the pleas of Christ to come and give your life over to him. God bless you. I pray, if you're not saved tonight, how do I come to Christ? Accepting him, believing what he did on the cross, believing the salvation and what he did for mankind to be saved, how he came, born of a virgin, he came to give his life for mankind. Mankind needed a savior. He came to be our savior today and our Lord. The Bible says he was crucified on the cross and shed his blood that all people can be forgiven. Naturally, through his blood, he's able to wash away all of our sins. And no doubt, through his sins, we're made whole and made clean and made righteousness unto the Lord, and where we are made fit and just to be able to enter in to that great kingdom of God that he invites all to come to. My friend and I, take heed to the plea. Take heed to the warning. Take heed to the words of Christ. God bless you. I pray. We look forward to seeing this too tonight. Come on out and be with us. this Tuesday night. I'm about to be finishing, going to the next portion of the book of Revelation. Come on out. It's an exciting book, and we find out what the future holds. And so you come and join us. Tell your friends and families and loved ones. Share the page out, share it, and come and gather around through the Word of God and hear the Word of God this week. God bless you, our prayer. Go back and listen to the old ones from the previous week so you can't catch up to where we are if you've yet to hear those, the book of Revelation. Amen. And so we're looking forward to what God's going to do this Tuesday night. God bless you, our prayer. We'll see you soon.